You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
On April 12th, the provincial government appointed Kip Woodward as chair of Vancouver Coastal Health, the second largest health authority in the province. Before the appointment, Woodward was chair of Providence Healthcare, an organization that delivers publicly funded healthcare to Mount St. Joseph's Hospital and St. Paul's Hospital. Mr. Woodward is also a former board member of the for-profit Cambie Surgery Center, and his family investment firm is an investor in a private clinic run by Dr. Brian Day. Woodward's appointment has alarmed people who are concerned about the increasing privatization of the healthcare system. I'm joined on the line now by Rachel Tutt. She is co-chair of the BC Health Coalition. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, Jane.
Now, let's look first of all at Kip Woodward's previous involvement with the Cambie Surgery Center. Why is that a concern for you?
It's a concern because he was a board member of the Cambie Surgery Center, and Cambie is a for-profit surgical clinic, and so that shows that he is supportive of this type of private surgical clinic.
And right now, the Cambie Surgery is at the center of a BC Supreme Court case launched by Day and by a consortium of private for-profit clinics. Can you tell me about that?
This court case was launched by a group of private surgical clinic owners. Their main spokesperson is Brian Day, and they are challenging the provincial government, and they are trying to have parts of the provincial health legislation declared unconstitutional so that they can sell medically necessary health services and to be able to sell medical insurance for medically necessary services, which right now is illegal under the Canada Health Act and under the BC Medicare Act, our provincial health legislation.
So a hugely significant court case then.
Very significant, yes.
And what does it mean then that the provincial government have appointed somebody who used to be on the board, of one of these private clinics to the top post in the public healthcare system for the Vancouver coastal area?
The concern to us is that it's a signal showing that the Ministry of Health and the Health Minister, Kevin Falcon, is promoting people that are supportive of private surgical clinics, of privatization within our healthcare system. And so when it comes to defending our public healthcare system and defending our public healthcare legislation like the Canada Health Act and the BC Medicare Protection Act, we're worried that the provincial government will not be vigorously defending our public healthcare system because it's showing that he is supporting individuals that are supportive of private healthcare.
Now, this week, the NDP MLA for Vancouver Kingsway, Adrian Dix, released letters from Kip Woodward to Health Minister Kevin Falcon. And these letters had been leaked to Dix, and they were written when Woodward was chair of Providence Healthcare. Mm-hmm. What's in those letters?
In those letters is several proposals for ways to privatize the system, to try and generate revenue from privatization of the public healthcare system.
So what kind of proposals are there?
There's proposals for contracting out further surgeries. There are proposals for developing new markets for like a private high-profile addiction treatment center like the Betty Ford Center, services to non-MSP populations, leasing excess MRI time to private insurers, which is something that Providence Healthcare under Kip Woodard had actually already been doing, so talking about expanding that kind of private system.
Now, I understand that the BC government was actually fined under the Canada Health Act because Providence Healthcare sold MRI time to a group called Timely Medical Alternatives. Was Kip Woodward chair of Providence at that time?
Yes.
Now, another of the proposals is for something that's called, in the letter, something that's called medical tourism. What is that?
medical tourism is selling medical services to people that are not permanent residents or citizens of Canada. So maybe people from the U.S. or from Europe or anywhere outside of Canada.
And when people from outside of Canada come into Canada for medical reasons, then they're coming and using the public system.
Well, what they're doing is they're paying their private money to use parts of the system that should be being used by the public sector. Here we are having long wait lists for MRIs and for surgeries and for all kinds of other services. Though, if those facilities and those operating rooms and those MRIs were being used in the public sector, were being used for Canadians, we would not have that long of a wait list. And so, you know, the concern is that here's these resources that have been paid for through public money that we need in our system to provide the health care for the residents living in the area, and yet it's being sold for people that are coming to Canada for this reason.
Now, some people say that allowing wealthy people, whether inside Canada or from outside, to move outside of the public system and pay for services simply adds to our system.
Yeah, and what we know is that through evidence in all many other countries that have tried to go to a two-tier system is that it actually takes away from the public health care system for the rest of us. It doesn't stay completely separate. The private clinics drain resources from the public system, not just money, but also people. Our shortage of health professionals in all areas get drawn away from the public sector into the private sector. The resources, the money go into the private sector because we've seen that they're never completely private. There's always a portion of public money that goes into it, and that's what makes it attractive for the private sector, is that they get some of this public money, and that makes it possible for them to make a profit. We also know that in the private sector that we get an increase in wait times in the public sector when there's a larger private sector, that they tend to cost more than public facilities, and so it's draining more from the public system, and it may compromise patient safety as well. There's a lot of research that shows that in some cases the private sector is not doing it as safely.
I've also read that one of the effects is that the private sector takes the easy cases and the public sector is left with the more difficult, long drawn out chronic illness kind of issues.
Yes, that happens quite a lot. And so what we see now with the private clinics that are operating is that they take the easier, it's called cream skimming, they take these easier, less complicated cases, and then if complications do occur, those people end up back in the public sector for the more expensive and for the necessary need to get that situation cleared up and so that they can be healthy again.
Now, as chair of the board of Vancouver Coastal Health, what kind of power will Kip Woodward have in the public health care system?
Well, the board of the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority is responsible, with the staff, of course, of the health authority, for planning and administering all of the money that comes from the Ministry of Health to the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority. And that's a very large health authority. So the fact that the Ministry of Health has appointed someone who's obviously and very publicly pro-privatization, that's a big concern to us, that the Ministry of Health is signaling that this is the direction that they want to go.
Has there been much public outcry about this?
We haven't heard an awful lot so far. I think it's difficult for people to get all the information. There's an awful lot of news and entertainment out there, and so I think we really need to spread the word that this is happening, and we need to spread the word that this kind of privatization can really damage the public healthcare system that is rest for the left, the majority of us, the rest of us that can't afford private healthcare.
Now, you're holding a forum next Friday about public health care. Can you give me some of the details about that?
That's right. The BC Health Coalition is holding a forum on Friday, May the 14th. It will be at the Firefighters Hall in Burnaby starting at 7 o'clock, and it will be focused on how the public health care system can be sustainable and the solutions that we need to improve our health care system, improve it for people's health, and improve it for affordability. And we'll also be discussing the issue of this, the court case that the private clinics have brought against the Ministry of Health.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, Rachel.
Thanks very much, Jane.
I've been speaking with Rachel Tutt. She is co-chair of the BC Health Coalition.